Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's spring and time for a walk in the woods. Let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Well, Marla, do you think this is the most perfect day since the beginning of time or what?
This is the most perfect day. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
It's beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful temperature. I don't know, maybe it's 62. It's still morning.
Not a lot of wind, just a little light breeze.
Blue skies. Here at one of Marion County's best kept secrets, Roberts Creek Campground.
Yes, Roberts Creek Park is just a beautiful, amazing area for camping, for hiking, for boating, for fishing. It's just a beautiful area set in great forestry, a crazy amount of wildlife and wildflowers and just numerous things that are just occurring all the time.
Well, what birds are we hearing this morning?
Well, as of right now, I hear a crow. I hear blue jays. I hear an oriole. A yellow warbler. And that's all for right at the moment, but pretty soon we're probably going to hear a lot more.
All right. You said you heard owls earlier?
Heard barred owls calling this morning. Of course, they've got their young, and they're just either ready to branch out or they've already started branching. So parents are getting the kids out.
Well, should we take a little walk?
Sure. Sure. That'd be great. It's been kind of a fast spring. It's like, it's odd with the weather. It's changing all the time with new growth. First it's slow and then it's so fast you can't keep up with it. But every spring, if you get out early enough, you start seeing a lot of spring wildflowers that begin the whole pollination process for the season. And most of our very early spring ephemerals have already bloomed and gone to seed. So this is kind of like the second set of spring wildflowers that can actually bloom with the leaves on the canopy of the trees. So they need less sun.
Well, and what are these purple ones?
We have a lot of sweet William that is still just covering the forest floor. And it's just a sea of purple. You know, you look at them closely. Some people call them phlox. This area here at Roberts Creek, it's right in the middle of Roberts Creek West Campground. All of the timbers or the woodlands here hold different species at different times of the year, but this one is really known for all the jack in the pulpits and the wild geraniums. And we have an oriole just giving us a loud okay from above. They just returned this past weekend. It's great. We've got a lot of our, what we call our rainforest birds that are coming back to their breeding grounds here. And they're usually the most colorful bird. And we've just had a whole migration come in within the last week to 10 days of grosbeaks and different warblers and orioles and tanagers and all those beautiful colorful birds that we look for. Some call them rainforest birds, some call them jungle birds, and they're just the most beautiful and have the most attractive calls.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
Isn't it pretty? It just sounds so wonderful. But there are also a lot of flowers that are blooming that in the second season. I haven't been out in the woodlands enough to remind myself again of what they are. We have some beautiful white clusters of flowers that are on long stems. We've got Jack in the Pulpits. I see a lot of Sweet William, and if you kind of just gaze around, you might see some wild geranium that is still vibrantly blooming along with the May apples. So we'll go look at those.
Oh, there's a lot of May apples.
Yes, there are a lot of May apples. There's some Jack in the Pulpits.
Oh.
As of right now, and it's right next to a whole plant of poison ivy, so we need to be just a little bit careful. But you see the three leaves, the large stalk, and of course here's Jack. And if you raise the hood of the bloom, you see the large stamen, and that's Jack sitting inside the pulpit. And these are just amazing little flowers, because one year there'll be a female plant where they bloom and go into this beautiful red seed head in the fall, and the next year it may not bloom and be a male plant. So they can be male and or female.
Just, well, how does that happen?
It's quite odd. It's just one of the amazing things that nature does, and we don't want to get too scientific on a wildflower walk, but where you find Jack in the Pulpits blooming one year, you probably won't find them blooming the next year. They're in the arum family, and another plant that's in the arum family is the green dragon. And if I remember last year when we walked here, I didn't even know that there were green dragons in this woodland. Oh. And you discovered it.
Oh, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, you did. We even recorded it. It was just a wonderful find. But I am consistently looking for green dragons, and I thought I would miss them. We had some new plants. Are very rare to find. They're not common. And we had them at Cordova that were located a few years ago, and I cannot find them this year. So I was very, very disappointed. But here are Jack in the Pulpits, and we'll go over here to the green dragon and look at the difference of how this is a hooded type of bloom. Sometimes they will be purple and sometimes they will be green. But this leaflet is a double leaflet, and it almost looks like the dragon's claw that comes up from the ground. Yeah. And looks very tropical, again with a large stalk. And then here's the bloom with the dragon's tongue. So this is the green dragon. It's just an amazing little plant. And these happen to be very small. This one is like up to my knee. And the ones that we have found at Cordova were probably up to mid-thigh with very large leaflets. And so it kind of took me by surprise when I noticed here's a green dragon. And you can hunt and look for them, and they're just about 10 feet off of the main road and parking area. So quite delighted to be able to see such uncommon things that we always take for granted, like spring beauties and Dutchman's breeches and those really early spring flowers. But now this new type of plantings are erupting in the woodlands, and there's still a lot of color but a lot of greenery and understory that is covering the earth. And that's what's just so unique about it.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk in the woods with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
I think if I'm seeing right, later this summer, this will be a berry patch.
Yes. There seems to be a lot of gooseberries here. And we'll kind of continue walking. With the wet season, we've got a lot of fungus that are growing on some of the trees that are down too. And it's a good time to come into the woodland because as time goes on, the understory will almost get to the point to where a lot of people will not want to walk into it. So the May apples have been blooming, and a lot of the blooms are already gone and gone to seed. I see just a few here. But the May apples, we always watch for those big umbrella plants. And sometimes they're in large patches, and sometimes they're, you know, sit singly by themselves. But if you look underneath a stalk that has two sets of umbrellas or two sets of groupings of leaves, those are the plants that will bloom. If they're just a single umbrella, they will not bloom. So they have to have the two.
So is the two the female and the,
yes,
and the male?
Yes, the two would be the female that is blooming. And then now this bloom has already gone to seed, and the fruit of the May apple is starting to appear. In the past, I don't know my wild edibles real well, but there are a lot of people who collect May apples to make May apple jelly, to make May apple jams and different spreads. So some people still do that, but I am not really qualified to know the exact timing of the ripening of the fruit. As of right now, it's not near ready because they're very small, but I see a few blooms that are underneath some of the May apple plants still that have yet to go to seed.
Well, it's just so beautiful. This early spring green is just like the prettiest green ever.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole grouping of Jack in the Pulpits. And you see the one that we found earlier was very dark green on the hood. Mm-hmm. This is a deep eggplant color.
Is it older?
I don't know what the coloring difference is unless it's the amount of sun and energy it receives. But I really couldn't answer that.
Look through there.
Oh, a land snail. Yep. Yes. Good eyes. Good eyes.
I don't know. I just love snails. They're so interesting.
I do. I love snails too. And right now, a lot of fungus and things that are out with more moisture and decomposers are really vibrant right now. I was going to take you over to the wild geranium, and I know that there are some over here close by, but we'll just kind of keep walking and enjoying the understory here and the shade. The Jacob's Ladder is also a plant that lives in this woodland, and it's quite lovely too, and it probably has already gone to seed, but it's a little bit of a later ephemeral or a spring bloomer.
Well, there's an interesting fungus over here.
Oh yeah.
Orangish.
Yeah, very orangish. Let's go look at that. Almost looks like an ear, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of curled around, and it's actually grown right out of a little stem where a branch would be. It's just amazing the discovery that you can have, and there's to think that everywhere you step there's probably 15 different species of things just in one little square area. And here's another green dragon that's blooming with its large tongue erupting. That's neat. Can you hear all those birds calling? It's just amazing.
Wonder what they're saying.
They're saying it's a grand morning. The sun is shining. It's quiet here, but yet full of life. Here's one of your favorite plants that will be producing some
gooseberries.
Some gooseberries.
I love gooseberries.
They are quite the thorny little thing, but you know, the fruit is so good. But you do have to work for your meal when it comes to gooseberries.
Wish we had one of my grandma's gooseberry pies right about now.
It probably won't be long until we have gooseberries and red raspberries. And here's a bee that is warming up in the sun. It's amazing how important our pollinators are. And of course, that's kind of been a lot of talk, you know, recently, how important our pollinators are. And our native bees are on decline, not just monarchs and others, but a good portion of all our pollinators are. And in early spring, when we have those spring beauties and Dutchman's breeches and all those beautiful little ground covering plants, they are the first thing to come up for our pollinators. So it's really extremely vital for them to get started with something early in the spring. So wild ginger, all the ground coverings are so important to our pollinators, and they'll be getting more and more and more diverse. But our woodland wildflowers are first, and we really won't look for prairie wildflowers to bloom when it really gets heavy into the season for pollination until midsummer.
What are these beautiful pinkish purple flowers over here?
That's wild geranium.
Oh, okay.
They're quite beautiful, very airy. Of course, you know what geraniums look like at your store when you go to purchase them for your annuals. And the ones in the woodlands are very airy and have five petals and are usually a pinkish purple. They don't come into a lot of variety of colors, but they're always into the pink color. And I can look over and see lots of new fresh blooms of the wild geranium. We'll walk over there and see them a little bit closer.
Everywhere we look, thousands of flowers.
And then you get the woodland fern, you know, to go behind them. So it's just one huge bouquet. But the wild geranium is just almost like the perfect flower you would picture in your mind or draw a picture of. Very delicate and just kind of airy. It's not full clusters. It's just, there might be three or four blooms on a stem. But if you look closely and kind of go through all the sweet volume, you notice more and more geraniums that are starting to appear.
You know, this is the absolute perfect start to a day.
It is, isn't it? I wish we could start our day like this all the time. Yeah. Everyone would need to. It kind of cleanses the mind and cleanses the soul a little bit.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.